Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
I did want to start the show here talking about DeVonta Smith. This guy absolutely, I mean, he's been balling. He has been balling, and A.J. Brown was out, Matt. And I was surprised, you know, Philadelphia moved him from the inside primarily to almost exclusively an outside wide receiver. And again, you know, if you thought that, hey, he's better suited in the slot, DeVonta Smith says, hey, hold up now. I can play everywhere. You know, and I think that versatility was truly shining, especially last week for Philadelphia.
Yes, season low 21.6% snaps in the slot. So, yeah, to me, I know that DeVonta Smith has been thriving in the slot of late, but I have no questions about his ability to play outside. But yeah, right. I really wanted to talk about this because I think it's going a little bit under the radar how much DeVonta Smith is balling right now. Over the last 3 weeks, he ranks seventh among wide receivers in team air yard share, fifth in team target share. He's second in yards per route run at 3.51, fourth in first downs per route run. Like he has been one of the most productive receivers in the NFL over the last few weeks. And obviously not having A.J. Brown last week helps that, but he had 180 plus yards a few games ago with A.J. Brown in the fold. And I think that some of the structural changes in this Eagles offense are a big part of what he's been able to accomplish of late, because I think this has gone, and we've talked about a lot about the Eagles this year, specifically as it relates to A.J. Brown and how we felt at times this Eagles offense was very boring and like not that well constructed, right? I think we've said that on the show. I think that's a fair categorization of how we've described Kevin Petullo's offense. However, credit to Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petullo and probably Jalen Hurts and everybody involved here. After they got embarrassed by the Giants on Thursday Night Football, they go on the mini bye, right, where they have a little bit of an extended break there. That's what people call it, the mini bye, right? They got like 10 days mm-hmm. off to kind of recalibrate and all that. And right. I think that we've seen a lot of changes since then. In the last 2 weeks, we've seen a lot more under center. We've seen like Jalen Hurts truly under center, which is very rare. He is one of the least frequent quarterbacks under center since he became the starter in Philadelphia. He's been getting under center, and they've been doing these deeper dropbacks from center in true like play action as well has been a big part of this. This past week against the Giants, in order to get the run game going, because real quick side note, I don't want to be mean to this guy, but Grant Calcaterra has been on this Eagles roster forever as their like number 2-3 tight end. And that guy cannot block a soul. And for whatever reason, he's just hung around this roster, and he's got to be one of the worst blocking tight ends in the NFL. So the Eagles finally say, okay, because we mentioned this, I think after week one, that they were throwing out a lot of multi tight end sets and these guys can't block. So it's made the run game worse. Well, they finally say, hey, forget that. We're just going to throw an extra offensive lineman on the field. We're going to throw a sixth mm-hmm. offensive lineman on the field, which I thought really juiced up the run game. Saquon Barkley had his best game in the NFL season so far. And then I'm watching this past, I was just charting this past week games for Devontae Smith, and there is a ton of just like Jalen Hurts under center, top of the drop, Devontae Smith open against man coverage, zone coverage, whatever, on a dig route. And then when they got into more of their kind of static shotgun concepts, that's when he's running these comebacks and curls, and he's just so good at setting up extra separation against man coverage when on these more static routes as well. So it kind of feels like Devontae Smith right now, I just think, has been a better player than A.J. Brown wire to wire this year, straight up.
No question
about that. I think he's, frankly, I was talking about this with Mina Kimes the other day. I think he's been the best Eagles skill position player all season long, and I don't even think that's particularly close. He's just been excellent all season, and I think he's a really good fit right now. If they want to do this under center play action, the new wrinkles, these heavier condensed sets, he can do that. And if they want to get into their spread concepts, shotgun, well, then he's really good at those static routes as well. And that's not to say that peak AJ Brown, who we can talk about in a second, is not a fit for those things as well. I think he is, but they have a guy right now who's in the prime of his career, who is coming off a season in 2024 where he made a huge breakthrough in reception perception. I say this all the time. AJ Brown was number one in success rate versus man coverage last year. Number two was Devontae Smith. And that was a big jump for him based off his previous seasons where he was like 74%, 76%, 73%. Last year, he jumps up to 78.3%. You know, one of the best marks in the league, obviously. Number two. He really took that jump last year. It was sort of because of this move around role, but also I just think he's in a prime of his career. He's in his fifth season right now. Like, this is when he should be ready to kind of go to Pro Bowl, all pro status at the receiver position. I just kind of feel like if something was to happen with AJ Brown, if he was to get traded, which I don't know if he is, I think that Devontae Smith is capable of being the lead dog. And last week's game was a little bit of a like proof of concept of that to me.
Yeah, you talk about against the Giants, he had 84 yards the week prior against Minnesota, 183. Hello. Over the last four games, as you've mentioned, Matt, he is averaging 107.5 receiving yards per game. I don't need to tell you that is incredibly impressive. Just again, adding more fuel to the fire that if he was to be relied upon as the number one wide receiver, I think he could do it. And I do wonder, too, seeing him in that role, does it fuel motivation for Philadelphia to potentially get an A.J. Brown trade done?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Yeah, and seeing our boy Jahan Dotson. Jahan Dotson's one of these guys where I'm not sure like how much I'm serious or how much it's a bit at this point, but he is a prospect, and like when he was with Washington to start his career, was a player I really did like and had a lot of affection for. But he's
making splash plays out there, dude.
He's one of these guys that like the per route stats stink because he's never getting the football in he's like fourth in the progression for an offense that's not all that voluminous anyways. But like when they throw him the football, he makes plays. We saw it in the Super Bowl champion Jahan Dotson. They can never take it away from us this past week. And in fairness, the context of everything we're talking about here, the Giants secondary is not very good. He kind of dunks on a guy who probably should be on the practice squad, but he legitimately mossed that guy. You know, little Jahan Dotson, I thought he should be like a slot receiver in the league. He dunks on him. So I think, but I think this is just my personal opinion. This is the deeper take. I also think that Dotson can be a credible number two receiver for a team that wants to run the ball and has a legit alpha in Devontae Smith, and they want to get these tight ends in the mix and everything like that. I'm not sure about their depth beyond those guys, like John Mechie, you know, some of these players. Well, I'm not quite sure about that, but they're not a team that really need, like, again, they never throw to Dotson when he's on the field. They don't need a third receiver. They kind of have what they need here. So I think I'm with you that I wonder if AJ Brown hamstring injury this past week, he kind of got ruled out late. I wonder if seeing, hey, well, look, Devontae Smith can go out there and do it for us. And we've seen proof of concept of this before. I think that when AJ Brown misses time, Devontae Smith could step up and be a one. And like I said, right now, I think he played better last year than at any other point in his career. And now I think he's taken another leap to me just based on how he's played. And he was on Patrick Sertan's podcast recently, and he was like, you know, they were asking him, hey, how do you stay motivated after winning, you know, being a Heisman Trophy winner, a national champion, a Super Bowl champion? He's like, I need to get me like an all pro and some Pro Bowls. And, you know, I think he's also kind of not the same degree of AJ Brown right now, but he's also thinking, you know, I got to get, this is my time to put my stamp on these things, like put the individual accolades in addition to, I'm already a proven champion at multiple levels here. I got the individual accolade, the freaking Heisman in college. Now it's time for me to do it at the NFL level. And I think he's a capable player of doing that. So I don't know. It's just really interesting for the Eagles right now that I think it's likely AJ Brown gets traded. I don't really know about that. Although I do also kind of think that maybe it might be good for both parties involved right now. It's kind of not dissimilar to when Stephon Diggs left Buffalo, where I said that both of like, they kind of just, they had a great, and sometimes this, I feel like I'm always bringing up relationship psychology on the show, which is probably a bad idea, but sometimes, you know, you with someone and you have a great run, eventually it runs its course and you're both better off from having moved on from each other. And, you know, you
I'm just laughing because I just know you. That's why. It's just funnier.
We're cycling back to like 2016 Harmon right now. He's not making good choices. I'm happily married. I made some good choices in the last 5 years or so,
That was your best
ago.
Decision, actually.
That was my best decision. But made some questionable decisions before that. So that's how I know what I'm talking about. But anyways,
I wish you guys could see Matt right now, man. He is definitely he's definitely blushing right now, which is funny. Like you can see his mind cycling back to 2016. <just wondering. laughs>
How did we get here?
Well, hey, yeah, exactly.
It worked out though. That's my point, is that it ended up working out for me. And I think look at the Stephon Diggs Buffalo Bills example. While I do think the Bills could use something else in their wide receiver room right now, they could definitely use some help there.
For sure. Yeah.
They ultimately were still a great team and a great offense without Stephon Diggs. And Diggs had success in Houston, and he's having great success right now in New England. Like, that divorce was good for everybody involved here. And I think that there's a chance that, hey, the Eagles, if they say goodbye to AJ Brown right now, they can, I think they have a guy in Devontae Smith who looks like he's on that ascent, can be the number one receiver, and maybe AJ can go fulfill what he wants elsewhere. And I think that's possible. But the main takeaway here for people, beyond whatever questionable relationship history that I have and the lack of standing I have on this advice, is that I think, kind of like with or without AJ Brown on this team, I just think Devontae Smith right now is flying a little bit under the radar as a guy who's playing, in my opinion, like at least a top of the tier two receiver in the NFL. And, you know, like, I just redid my dynasty rankings recently, and he was a player I really struggle with, because there is a chance that, like, you know, AJ doesn't go anywhere, and it's kind of the same old thing, and maybe the Eagles fall back into their own little bad habits offensively. But at the same time, I can also sit there and say, like, what if a week from now AJ Brown's on another roster and Devontae Smith is playing like this? And I'm gonna tell you what, as my like mid-20s wide receiver ranking of Devontae Smith, that's gonna look really, really way too low, because I think he's just gonna continue to absolutely crush it right now. So somebody I'm just kind of keeping my eye on the next week or so about the AJ Brown stuff, but also just keep looking at him in isolation and being really, really impressed with him. I just think he's crushing it right now.
So for those wondering, for the Eagles, who was the wide receiver three there for Philadelphia there against the Giants? It was somebody by the name of Darius Cooper.
Cooper, right? Yeah.
Darius Cooper. I've never heard of this guy, Darius Cooper. He's an undrafted rookie out of Tarleton State.
Oh.
Yes, Tarleton State. The football powerhouse. Do you know what state Tarleton State is in, Matt?
Yes, because I just looked. It's in Texas.
Oh, okay.
I literally had no clue. I didn't have any clue until, you know, 10 seconds ago. But I was aware of this guy, Cooper, because when I saw him running a route or something on Sunday, I was like, who is that? I'm like, that's not Pharoh Cooper. Remember Pharoh Cooper?
Yeah.
Kind of a fake wide receiver prospect from South Carolina, gadgety guy. From that, by the way, speaking of 2016, I think he was in that 2016 class.
There it is.
But yeah, and then I'm doing my rookie report right now. I'm working on that in the background. So I just have True Media sorted up like rookies by routes and everything. And yeah, he pops up for 16 routes on the season. I don't think he's going to make the rookie report, but he did. I was at least aware of his existence. But that's what I'm saying. Like, they don't even need Darius Cooper, who did not record a target in that game. They don't need one of these wide receiver threes if they're gonna use all these tight ends and the extra offensive linemen and they're throwing the. I thought they did a couple really cool things where they threw to Saquon Barkley out of the backfield, which I kind of think is meat left on the bone as well.
Yeah.
So like, they've got enough, and I just am a little higher than consensus, certainly on Smith, but definitely John Dotson, I think, could actually still be like a starting receiver. And there was some buzz about him coming out of the offseason, made some plays in week one. You can't look at the stat sheet with Dotson because he's never going to get the football in this construction. But if AJ Brown moved on, I wonder how much faith they have in him being like a second wide receiver.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But fan cash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.